Hello everyone, my name is Father Alejandro Puello and this is my reflection for the second Sunday of Easter, which is Divine Mercy Sunday. The Lord appears to the disciples and does certain things as his first post-resurrection appearance to them as a group that are indicative, that are clear about a couple of things that should be hallmarks of us as a church, of how we act as Christians. The first thing he does is he appears to them, he says, "Peace be with you." Then he shows proof of who he is, that he's really there, that it's really him. And then he again says, "Peace be with you." So the first thing he's saying is he's expressing what his desire for them is. God's desire for us is that we have peace. But he is also saying, where there is peace, there I am. In the middle of your peace, there I am. Literally, quite literally. Peace be with you. Here I am. Peace be with you. Literally, in the middle of your peace, that's where I am. So where there is peace, you know I'm there. He's giving them the benchmark for discernment. For discernment. Where there is peace, chances are that's where God is. Then he continues and he gives them the first post-resurrection ministry. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And he breathes on them, gives them the Holy Spirit, and immediately tells them what to do with what they have received. He delegates to them something that is not of human purview. He says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Oh boy, what does that mean? The Lord is very clearly giving the church the ministry of forgiveness, of sacramental reconciliation. Why? He already told us why at the very beginning. Because he wants us to be at peace. Peace be with you. And where there is no reconciliation with God, there is no peace. Where there is no confronting of our sins, no asking for forgiveness, there is no peace. It is significant that the Lord leaves as the first post-resurrection command to the church, the first post-resurrection ministry, is one of forgiveness of sins. And not in a ethereal way, but in a very particular way. He delegates it to specific men. Why? Why does he do that? Doesn't the Lord want me to be comfortable as I confess my sins to him? Doesn't the Lord want me to be at ease? No, he doesn't want you to be at ease with your sins. No, he does not want you to be comfortable with your sins. He wants you to have peace. But peace comes from confronting those sins and who they affect. And that means that because the Lord is perfectly wise, he wants you to be able to confront them, but then to be able to truly believe that you have been forgiven by him. So he leaves it in the hands of your fellow brothers in ministry, the priests, to tell you with their mouths what God is telling you in your heart when you confess your sins. "I absolve you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I absolve you of your sins." So that it's not just a mental kind of wishful thinking exercise. to believe you've been forgiven. That it's not just a mental wishful thinking exercise to believe I've reconciled myself with a community I hurt by my sins, but that rather in a perfect communion of all of the people who are involved and affected by the sin, you get to hear from Jesus in the priest and from your brothers in the man who is the priest that the offense has been forgiven. God wants perfect healing. He doesn't do things halfway because he wants you to have true peace. I think we have this apprehension about going to the confessional because we're wanting it to be easy, but confession is spiritual surgery. You don't go into surgery, no matter how relaxed you think you are going into surgery, you're going to be nervous. There's going to be doubt. There's going to be stress. But then after it's done, the person begins healing. What was killing them is removed. What was or fixed. But we want to skip the uncomfortableness. Now, I know that many of us have had bad experiences in the confessional. The sacrament of reconciliation is meant to bring people back to the embrace of God, to reconcile the two. And God chooses to do that through other sinful people, through us, through the priests. And on behalf of the church, I ask for your forgiveness if we've ever offered you anything less than God's mercy, anything less than God's love. But do not stop yourself from hearing with your own ears and believing deep in your heart, because you have truly heard it, that your sins are forgiven. Whatever you do, know that God wants you to have peace. And because he wants you to have peace, his first priority after the resurrection was to give you a means, to give the church a means by which they could be reconciled with him when we fall short. That's how important this is to God. That's how important this is to God. That because he wants you to have peace, the first ministry he establishes right after the resurrection is the ministry of healing. The sacrament of reconciliation. And so I invite you to go back to the confessional. Go as often as you need. Go because you want peace. Do not allow the brokenness, the failures of priests like me and others to stop you from receiving the forgiveness of your sins that will bring peace, the peace you've been yearning for. God wants nothing more for you than to be reconciled with him, because he is peace. And so, if it's been a while since you've gone, be courageous. Do not rob yourself from this. Do not rob this from yourself. If you've been hurt, give us another chance. And so, for all of us, know the Lord wants you to have peace so badly, so intensely that it was the very first ministry he establishes after his resurrection. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. And I give thanks to God for the privilege of being able to, in his person, in the person of Christ, hear your sins and absolve you of them and see you walk out from that sacrament with the peace that God so wants you to have. God bless.